Okay, so part two of our discussion about plowing and plowing, digging, hoeing during Shemitah. Excuse me. I'm not even sure we'll need the full hour for it. We'll see how it goes. We saw the Gemara at the beginning of Moed Katan, first Bezin at Bez to Gimel Amad Aleph, which seems to indicate that the prohibition against plowing in Shemitah is fundamentally derabanan, because the Mishnah had said you're allowed to irrigate the Beis Hashlachin, this field that is watered by irrigation during Shemitah. And the Gemara asks, how in the world could that be? And give two answers. Abaye said Shemitah today is a derabanan. That was a general statement about Shemitah. And Rava said no. Rava said because the Torah prohibits avos, not toldos. And that brisa that we have that lists a whole bunch of additional malachos, those are all asmachta. But fundamentally, it's a derabanan. And we noted, yes, he's talking about watering as choresh, not zareya, as part of that. Fine. But that was source chaf beis on your sheets. And then we brought the second sugya there in Moed Katan, which had a machlokas regarding malkos, whether there are lashes for plowing during Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, there are malkos. Rabbi Loza said, no, there are malkos. We brought our first explanation for the machlokas was that it's based on Rabbi Avin, and the question of whether this klal prat klal is treated like a normal klal prat klal. The reason I would not is because the klalim, the two general mitzvos, are assays, create shavisa, and the los assay in the middle, the prat in the middle is a los assay, so therefore maybe I do not expand beyond the prat itself to include plowing, and that was one explanation. That's what it's a debate about. The other explanation for it is that it's a debate about whether we say zemira and betzira, pruning and harvesting grapes, who are already included in zeria and ketzira, and were singled out to say that only these receive malkos, or not. And that was the discussion there, and then we had the challenge to Rav Elazar from the Braitha that includes many more malachos, and we said again, it's an asmata de rabbanon, and then Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he talks about the lesson that he learned that he doesn't understand, that I would have thought one receives malkos for the extra, the additional, the tosefes. But the Gemara says that you do not receive malkos for it, so Rav Elazar's position is that that's talking about harisha. The Tosefos is talking about plowing during Shemitah. It's called an addition to Shemitah because it's not learned from a pasuk explicitly. That was Rabbi Elazar's position. And therefore, what it's saying is, the Gemara says that one is indeed exempt. There are no malkos for it. That was Rabbi Elazar's position. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Tosefos meant the period of time that we add before Rosh Hashanah to the Shemitah year. And then we had the last discussion was about Makos Chafalaf Amid Beis, where it talks about being liable for an act of plowing and for many different violations, and one of them was Shavias. Does that mean then that plowing is a Deo Raisa with Malkos? And our answer was not necessarily. That's talking about covering up the seeds, not really what we consider an act of plowing, which is normally pre-seeding. Preceding seeding. That's what I say. Okay, fine. That was the joke for today. So that brings us to the views of Rishonim on this issue, and almost uniformly, with side note that we're going to discuss the Rambam, but almost uniformly, the views of the Rishonim are that it is indeed Del Raisa. The Rash Mishans says that it is Del Raisa. I brought you his comments on one Mishnah in Shavuos and Source Chafei. First of all, he has a comment in the first Mishnah in Shavuos on Netiyah, but I brought you this one on Beis in Source Chafei. Af agav de charisha de oraisa hi, v'haya lo la'osra b'tosefa Shavuos, shari la'achav afil b'zman Beis HaMikdash kevin sha'osa, and I added in brackets, letzarech perishishis. He's talking about plowing that is permitted pre-Shemitah because it's helping the trees with their fruit for Shemitah, and he says, even though plowing is a de'oraisa during Shemitah, and therefore I would have included the prohibition during Tosefos, during the added time for Shemitah, I don't because of this being unique, this particular act of plowing being unique. But in general, he's saying, yes, plowing is a de'oraisa. Tells us in a few different cases, seems to assume that it's de'oraisa. The truth of the matter is, I brought you three Tosfos here. I shouldn't have. The reason I did was because I misunderstood one of them to be saying that it was Darabanan. It was only when I looked at it afterwards and realized it's not that I said, oh, well, they're all saying Daraisa. Did I really need three? Afal Pichain, they're all on your sheet, which means they're in our way. But the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Amud Beis, is talking about a Braisa that says you are allowed to irrigate Netios until Rosh Hashanah. When you learn the Sugyas in Shvias, you come across something that you also see in Bavli, in the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, which is that we distinguish between trees that are younger and trees that are older. Trees that are younger are called netios, trees that are older are called ilanos. So the Braisa there says you're allowed to irrigate netios, which are the younger ones, until Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi there comments that the reason why it's allowed is because the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah are fundamentally a derabanan, and they don't include that which is meant only to preserve plants, which is what you're doing when you irrigate the trees. That's Rashi's answer there. So Tosfos is very surprised. And that's what I brought you here in Source Chafav. He says, Pirusha Kuntras, Rashi explained the reason why I'm allowed to water these saplings, these young trees, is Avo Bisha Barasa Ilan Asur Shloshim Yom Lefne Rosh Hashanah HaChashari Shloi Musu Anetios, right? As I just explained, the Hanach Lamed Yom Derabanan, because these 30 days are fundamentally rabbinic. V'Hachalo Gazer, we don't have such a gezerah here. V'Kasha, so he says, this is difficult. Kiman, who exactly is Rashi following when he says this? Rabbi Akiva, this goes back to our discussion about how I use the pasuk Becharishu Makatsir Tishbos. If I take the view of Rabbi Akiva on that pasuk, who explained that Becharishu Makatsir Tishbos is not talking about Shabbos from the first half of the pasuk, it's not talking about Shemitah from the second half of the pasuk, it's talking about Tosefes Shavias. So Ha'amar Tosefes Shavias De'oraisa Mi Becharishu Makatsir Tishbos. He says that adding time to Shemitah is a biblical thing. Therefore, you can't say, as Rashi did, that it's a derabanan, hanach lamed yom derabanan. So he's not following Rabbi Akiva. But v'ik Rabbi Yishmael, but if he's going to follow Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael said halach l'moshe misinai. He says Tosefes Shavias is halach l'moshe misinai. So what do you mean when you say Tosefes Shavias is a derabanan? Ela yesh lefareish. The Tosfos says you can explain it this way. B'shvias bizman hazeh derabanan. It's talking about Shemitah today, which is a derabanan. The Rebbe, he could, and like Rebbe, which we already saw in the Gemara in Moed Katan, linking Shemitah's Ksachim and Shemitah's Karka. Ula Rava hashka'a toldahi v'avos asa rachmana toldos lo. And according to Rava, watering the plants is indeed a tolda. But toldos are only derabanan. Avos as rachmana toldos lo, as we saw in that sugya in Moikatan. So therefore, therefore it's not a problem for you to water these trees. And then the closing line, which is the one we wanted to get to, od yesh lomar didavka malacha shel charisha uzriya habu de'oraisa. Maybe it's only plowing, planting, those are the de'oraisas. Avol shar malachos ein ela midirabanan. But other malachos are derabanan, meaning including watering these trees. So we see that Tosfos' position is that it's a de'oraisa, and that is reiterated. Not every Tosfos has to agree with every other Tosfos, but Chav Zayin and Chav Ches will both show you as well that it's a de'oraisa. Chav Zayin, the Tosfos in Gittin, is talking about a field status after Shemitah if it was improved in some way during Shemitah. And Tosfos says that improved there was talking about plowing, which is a de'oraisa. And then the next Tosfos is talking about also a case of nitaiva in the Gemara Moed Katan where it was improved, and he says that it can't mean plowing in that context, because there they're talking about nitaiva as a rabbinically prohibited act. So it's interesting to play off the two different uses of nitaiva. In one it is plowing, and one it's not plowing. But he's consistent in his view, the Balei Tosfos are consistent in their view that plowing is indeed a de'oraisa. The Ritva in Moed Katan Basim at Base says flat it's de'oraisa. I didn't even bring it because it was fairly straightforward, but it's Ritva Moed Katan Basim at Base. Ramban is somewhat unclear. If you take a look at Source Chavtes, you see the Ramban on the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. Tishmetena unitashta, you shall release it and you shall abandon it. So tishmetena me'avoda, release it from working, don't work it. Unitashta, and abandon it me'achila achar zman habir, meaning not to eat it after the time of the beer. Davar achir, alternatively, tishmetena me'avoda gemura, don't do full avoda, release it. Kigon charisha uzuria, such as plowing and planting. So he's reading in Tishmetena, which is a de'oraisa, not to plow. Unetashta milazabel umilakashkesh. And then the Tashta, he has other malachas, fertilizing, such lashon Rashi. That's Rashi. Ve'einenu nachon. But he says it's not true. Ki lo huzharnu min ha-Torah ela al harisha uzeria. He says the only ones that are del-raisa are plowing and planting. And then he goes off on the other ones. But the point is that he says very clearly, right, that it's a del-raisa. Right, that seems to be Ramban's position. And indeed, I brought you the Chazon Ish in Source Lamed, who says, Ve'ikr d'charisha min ha-Torah l'kulei alma tzadi yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah kol shkin b'shvi'ez atzma. The Chazon Ish says, of course it's d'araisa v'kach kosav ha-Ramban, parashas mishpatim. So all would seem to be well and good. But the problem is that Ramban in Makos Chaf Aleph on the Debez asks a question. Makos Chaf Aleph on the Debez was the Mishnah that we saw at the end last time, the Mishnah that says that you could be liable multiple times for an act of plowing, and it lists shvi'ez. So Ramban, on that sugi in Makos, asks, why is plowing listed there under Zoreya? In other words, it's part of covering up seeds. And there he offers an answer that seems to suggest that there is a view that plowing in Shemitah is derabanan. Now, the truth is, I wasn't so clear that that was Ramban's conclusion. If I read Ramban myself there, I would say he's saying there is such a view, but it's not mine. But take a look at the Shar HaMelech in Source Lamed Aleph. He says, Hinei mevor midivrei Rabbeinu. Divrei Rabbeinu meaning the Rambam. Da'af al-gav de'kaim alon de'choresh b'shvi'es ein oloka. Even though we say that there are no lashes, ha'inu davka le'inyan malkos. That is specifically a malkos rule. Aval over hu ba'asei, but you are violating a de'oraisa. Sharei k'siv v'shavsa ha'aret z'uchsiv v'chavish v'katziv tishbos. Va'afil Rabbi Shmuel de'darish le'inyan Shabbos v'lomar ma'charish v'shus, etc. Even Rabbi Shmuel who said no, v'chavish v'katziv tishbos is a Shabbos law, and it's about the omer being allowed on, you can cut the omer. Mikomakom shvisas ha'aret mecharisha mishtamanami. Nonetheless, he still has the idea that you're not supposed to plow. And he says the same thing is clear in the Gemara and Moikatan, where they ask when they have their challenge to Nan Mashkin Beis Hashlachan Mamoidu B'Shvius Bishlam Amoid B'Chule El Shvius. He goes through the thing. And there he says Charisho Shuzriya B'Shvius Mi Shari, right? Hang on, did I just jump? That's what I. Right, so they ask Bishlam Moed, right? Ela Shvi'ez, Beilamad Mishnah Zer, Beilamad Mishnah Mucharish, Harisho Zriya Bishvi'ez Mishari. Who would permit those during Shemitah? Vahashta, Im Isa Delamanda Omar Eino Loke, Ein Isuro Ela Midirabanan. If you're going to take the view that according to the view that there are no lashes, it's a Dirabanan, how could you ask this question? That's all well and good. But what I didn't quote you from the Shar HaMelech... Oh, I see why I didn't quote you that from the Shar HaMelech. Never mind. It's not the Shar HaMelech that I wanted. I see what I did here in my notes. Sorry. Hold the thought on the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech, which I didn't quote you here, quotes the Ramban as saying it's the Rabbanan. And that was what confused me. It's part of the same note in the Shar HaMelech on Aleph Shemitah V'Yovel. It's not the part that I quoted here. I can explain to you later how I got mixed up in my notes, but it doesn't matter. The point is that the Rishonim we've seen, other than, again, the Shar HaMelech's understanding of Ramban, say that that Shemitah is fundamental, that plowing in Shemitah is Del Raisa.
But nobody's explaining based on what? They're all saying it's Del Raisa. Well, is it a Mitzvah Asay?
Right. So the tendency, certainly the tendency seems to be to make the argument that we saw last week, which was that the sugya in Moed Katan makes clear that it's de'oraisa, because how could anybody say that it's permitted? And then to either take it from Sadcha lo Sizra and understanding it to be a function of Sadcha lo Sizra, as we saw one view last week, or to say you can't have a discussion about prohibiting it during Tosefes Shavuos without it being a given that it must be us or during Shavuos itself. Meaning you can't have Rabbi Akiva come along and tell me that Tosefes Shavuos is the De'oraisa for Harisha without it being a given that of course it's the De'oraisa for...
There's a huge enough community between those two reasons. Meaning whether you'll... I mean, we'll see the Rambam in terms of Malka. Because
right.
If you're going to learn it from... Well, Be'chorish 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 is referring to... Tosefes, but then it's not clear that it might not be Malchus.
Correct.
It's an explicit law. But if you're learning from it, follow Caesar.
Yes. 100% true. But the Rishonim here are not. No, they're simply making
that.
Statements.
They're just saying, correct.
That is correct. But this list of Rishonim who say that it is D'oraisa is an impressive list, which is what makes it odd that when you get to the Achronim, you find the Tosfos Yom Tov, which we saw last week in Beis, looking down the list here. It was source Tesvav, right? Who asks the question. V'im Tomer, b'may lo sharinan either b'chol ha'ilanos. Why is it that we only permit you to hoe in the gourd ones, the gourd plants? We don't let you hoe around all the trees. K'mo zivo b'chol ha'sados, like you are allowed to fertilize in all fields. V'arei travat, meaning during Tosefes. V'arei travayu b'shvi'is atzma divrei sofrim. He says, after all, both of these, meaning both the hoeing and the fertilizing, are rabbinic. K'moshe pasak ha-Rambam b'reisha ha-Shmita, d'charisha mi-divrei sofrim. Right? He just takes it as a given that the Rambam has ruled, and therefore he's going to rule that it's d'rabbanan. Now, we're going to see the Rambam's view. But that's the Tosfos Yom Tov's view, is that indeed it's actually a derabanan. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger on this Mishnah in Shvi'is challenges this. He says Shvi'is Beis prohibits malacha before Rosh Hashanah even without a Beis Hamikdash. So it holds that Tosefes is de'oraisa. He says, the Mishnah there that Tosfos Yom Tov is commenting on clearly believes that Tosefes Shvi'is is De'oraisa. Therefore, it must take Bechar Shabbat Katzir Tishbos as Rabbi Akiva does, to refer to Shemitah. In which case, of course, this Mishnah holds that plowing is a De'oraisa. So the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger leaves it as Tzarachiyun. He says, I don't understand this position of Tosfos Yom Tov. The Chazon Ish, as I jumped the gun and read before, says that it is a De'oraisa, that was in source Lamed. He says it in a couple of places. He says it in Yud Zayin Aleph, showed you here. He also says it in Yud Ches Gimel. He says it's a De'oraisa. And then you have the Shaar HaMelech, who also says that it's De'oraisa, that you see there. The Pri Chadash also in his work Mayim Chayim to Shemitah V'Yovel Aleph also says that it's De'oraisa, which brings me to the Rambam. So here's the problem with the Rambam. If you take a look at Shemitah V'Yovel Aleph, it's source Lamed Beis. He says, Mitzvahs aseh lishbos me'avodas ha'aretz va'avodas ha'ilun b'shana shvi'is. There is a mitzvah of halting your work in the land and your work on the trees during Shemitah. She'ne'amar v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbas l'ashem. The land should halt. And the pasuk also says you should stop your plowing and harvesting. So he invokes Bechar Shabbat Katzir Tishbos as part of this biblical law. The problem is that when you get to source Lamed Gimel, which is in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Aleph Yud, he tells you what he believes the De'oraisas are. Why do they permit all of these? And he's talking about, as I added in brackets, all the different ways to protect the tree. Shem lo yashke, because if you don't give the tree water, taz teyaseh haaretz malecha v'yamos kol eitz shava, you'll destroy the land. V'hol v'yisr ha'dvar ma'elu kayotzeb em b'divreihem, since these are fundamentally derabanans that he's talking about, the ones that he permitted in the previous paragraphs. Lo gozru al elu she'ein asr min ha'torah. Here's the key: she'ein asr min ha'torah ela osan shnei avos u'shtei toldos shelahem. Right, which I added in brackets. The avos being planting and harvesting, and the toldos being zmiro betzira, pruning and taking grapes. That's it. Not plowing. So what are you doing? Quoting me Bechar Shabbat Katzir Tishbos in Aleph Aleph. And if you're going to tell me that he invoked Bechar Shabbat Katzir Tishbos only for those four biblical malachos, the two avos and the two toldos, that doesn't work either. Because if I'm going to say that Bechar Shabbat Katzir Tishbos is not about plowing during Shemitah, then it's about Shabbos Bereishis and cutting the Omer on Shabbos, like Rabbi Yishmael. So this is a problem when the Rambam does this. So we have, fortunately, solutions. As a matter of fact, we have, according to my notes, four solutions. The first solution is from the Rikorkus. And the Rikorkus says that the Rambam believes it is indeed De'oraisa, and it is from this Pasuk. But it's more complicated than that, which is why it's a long section here in Source Lamed Dalet. He says, even though normally, if it's Rabbi Akiva against any other Tana, we're going to take Rabbi Akiva, as long as it's a one-on-one. Here we follow Rabbi Yishmael, that in fact the Pasuk is talking about the Omer being permitted on Shabbos. And this business of Tosefa Shvi is adding to Shemitah. That is a halacha l'moshe Sinai. We're not getting that from the Charash of Akatzir Tishbos. And indeed the Rambam Paskin that way in the beginning of Paragimel, that is halacha l'moshe Sinai to have Tosefa Shvi. The Imkain, Kralalamid Akatsira Saomer Hudasa. So the Pasuk is actually about the Omer. Well, in that case, Ve'ech Kaswa Rabbeinu Kan, Lalamid Al Shviz. Then what did he bring this for? Vekoshkin, Dafil Rabbi Akiva, Lo Mari Bishviz Gufala, but the Sevashviz Keshin is Bar. And don't even tell me, see, he follows Rabbi Akiva. Because he doesn't follow Rabbi Akiva, because if he followed Rabbi Akiva, he quoted the Pasuk about Tosefa Shviz, not during Shviz. V'ukim Pasuk Zeller Shaya Chalaklal. This Pasuk has no business whatsoever being here. So he offers three answers. In all of the answers, the Rambam says that indeed it is De'oraisa. He's going to offer a fourth answer also, but his three answers are one kind, then his fourth answer is a different thing altogether. So his first answers all adopt the view that the Rambam believes it is indeed biblical. First answer, Umikani Roli Lomar. Shadas Avenu Hukadas Rasha Kasab the Harisha Bishvias Asurminat Torah. He says the Rambam follows like Rabbeinu Shimshon on the Mishnah in Shvias that plowing is indeed a De'oraisa. The Alpha Gabdim Matinan Sha'ar Avos Harisha Lom Matinan Lo. We exclude other Avos, right? Other than those two key ones, but plowing is not excluded. And so it appears from what Rabbi Akiva said, Im le'inyan shviyas harei kvar ne'amar sachalo sizra. I bolded the words, harei kvar ne'amar. We said, if that pasuk of B'chari Shuvah Katzir Tishbos is talking about Shemitah itself, as opposed to Tosefes, then I already have a pasuk of sachalo sizra. So he's saying the Rambam gets it from the pasuk of sachalo sizra. Mashma the pshita le dechavisha b'shviyas asira le min ha-Torah, from that pasuk of don't plant. Plowing is part of the planting process. V'ad kan lo polig Rabbi Yishmael ala b'shnei prakim shesover delav de'orais eninu alechas, and Rabbi Yishmael will only disagree regarding Tosefes. That he'll say is alchem o'shmi Sinai. Ava b'shviyas gufa lo pligi, but there is no machlokas during Shemitah. He's going to get it from Sadchalo Sizra. Umodesha Harisha Surmina Torah. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree. Venirisha Davar Muchroch Me Atzma. And he says that's obvious in and of itself, it's clear. The Kaiman Da Asoy Hilchas Alamesa Shloshimim Kodim Bacharisha. Since you're going to tell me this is the point we made before, that Halacha Lamosha Mi Sinai, you're not allowed to plow 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Vadai de Bishviyas Gufa Asura Harisha Min HaTorah. Then of course you can't drink Shemitah. Not really Kavachomer, but in any case. He is part of creating Shavisa, which does not have a love. Divada Iloa Soy Hilcha Salas or Betosefes Mashafilu Bishvias Atma Eino Asar Elimidirabana. You're not going to tell me that Allah Mashmi Sinai prohibiting pre Shemitah, that which during Shemitah is only Dirabana. Umeata, and therefore, Lekach Kasav Rabbeinu Pasuk Zekan, Lahudienu Sha'asur Harisha Bishvias, Asura Sha'isara Harisha Bishvias, Asura Menat Torah. So he quoted this Pasuk of the Harisha Bakasir Tishbos just to tell me that it's a De'oraisa, even though it's the wrong Pasuk. Vilchasa, Golilan, the Bechwal, Bishav Sa'arati. That's what the Analacha Moshmi Sinai teaches, that it's within Shav Sa'arat, Vismichas Rabbeinu Pasuk Zesh, Nisgar Bacharisha Beferish. The reason why he used this pasuk instead of using Sadchalo Sizra is because it mentions plowing in it. So we like the fact that it mentions plowing in it. It makes more sense as a pasuk that's going to prohibit plowing if it actually mentions plowing. Okay. That's his first answer. Sadchalo Sizra is my real source.
How is that his real source? Because in the beginning he's saying that we possibly grab the Yishmael, and then he's saying in the answer here, Sachal of Sizra is according to Rabbi Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
Are we arguing with Rabbi Akiva?
So, if I'm going to say that his conclusion indeed is that we do not follow Rabbi Akiva despite Mechaveiro, do we have to assume that? Do we have to assume that his conclusion is that we don't follow him? Well, yes, because he says, Hanpasuk Rabbeinu Arash Perek Gimel. That is his conclusion. Yeah. That's true. So yeah, then we wouldn't be able to conclude that.
He's saying it's only that's what the history of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, Shnei Sker Bo Harisha. Really, the history is B'Shach Sahara.
But he says Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree.
He's going to agree at Dazer Min HaTorah, but he's not going to agree on the source. He's not going to say the source is South Pole of Sinai.
Why not?
That's what he's saying at the end.
No, because he says, I see no reason why he couldn't use that Cholosizra. The Nirada Davar Muchach Me'atzma was just a piling on another point.
But the problem is, but then how's you going to explain the Rambam, the fact they don't get Malkus?
Yeah, in a Hanami, we have to deal with the Malkus question still. That's true. But this is all only his first answer.
Okay, but I'm saying within that answer, if you assume Sathal of Caesar,
then there should be Malkus.
There should be Malkus. Then
unless I understand as Lav Shemachlalos. That would be a possibility.
But then, wouldn't you then not get Sriya also?
Yeah, probably. I would think that would be correct, yes. The second answer he gives, the Efsher O de Kuli Amamodu de Milas Harish, Litzare Harish of Shvias Gufa Huda Asa. He says, you could say that everybody agrees that the word harish is indeed plowing, just like it sounds, during Shemitah. V'chein kasu betosvos, lo miyasa l'Rabbi Akiva, ela milas bekotzir. He says, the idea is that Rabbi Akiva's drasha for Tosafos is not on the word becharish, it's on the word bekotzir. De'ilu milas becharish itzrich lemeisa charisha b'shvias midaraisa. He's getting becharish and bekatzir tishbos for two laws. Becharish tishbos, don't plow during Shemitah. Bekatzir tishbos is tosefes. That's the idea. So Rabbi Akiva came into bekatzir asa letosefes, becharish nami letosefes. And once becharish is extra for me to say, even pre-shvias, so too, Becharish is going to apply to pre-Shvias. Effectively, we are doing double duty on the word Becharish. Ulefize, Efshu Degam Rabbi Yishmael Moda, the Becharish Lesser, Harisha de B'Shvias Huda Asa. Once again, he said Rabbi Yishmael will buy into that, so I'm good with the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. Ha Devahalu Poli, Kasher Kasafi, as I've already written, meaning in the first answer, I'm going to tell you that the Rabbi Yishmael will agree with this fundamental point. It's only the extra bekatzir that he's going to use as far as teaching about the Omer. That's the idea. And then he brings a third answer. Let's say he believes no. The whole thing is about Shabbos Bereishis. Bechar Shem Akatsi Tishbos is about the Omer. Lo Kaimel and Bahakava say, on that point, they don't agree with him. We don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel on that, as we split between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Adkan lo Dachinam lo Rabbi Akiva, Alevamaydi Ka'amar, Dishnei Prakam Avum in HaTorah. The only point we're going to have a machlokis on is whether Tosefa Shvias is Daraisa or not. But as far as his statement of the Pasuk isn't talking about Shabbos of the week, right? Delo itzrich, because it's not needed for that. We'll follow Rabbi Akiva. V'im kein milas becharish lacharisha b'shvias, u'bekatzir lav or lav ba'asei achir. He says, so becharisha teaches me how to plow during Shemitah. Bekatzir is to give me a separate asei. Just like we have other doubled mitzvahs, like Shvi'as Yom Tov and Shvi'as Shabbos and so on. Or, he says it's from some other drasha. Fine. So his first three answers all retain the idea that according to the Rambam, it is indeed going to be a de'oraisa. And even though he's paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, he is saying Becharish Makatsir Tishbos in some form is going to teach me not to plow. The other answer that he gives is really an answer unto itself, and I thought it was fascinating. He says, yeah, the Rambam believes it's Del Raisa, but he does not really believe it's from this Pasuk. If you take a look at source Lamed Hey, I broke it out as a separate source, just as it's so radically different. Everything I've written has just been to expand matters, which doesn't mean to fill the page, but it means to give us a greater understanding of the Sogya. Because this way, we will manage that the Rambam's language will be precise, and it will be according to the Halacha, and great. He says, I read this all the time. The Rambam isn't so careful. He brings proofs and drashos from Sukkim. This goes against everything I ever learned about the Rambam. The aval pi shenidches haraya kosev osa rabbeinu kevan shadin din emes mas mechosa rabbeinu zal ala pasuk hayosim mavor. He says, even though the proof itself was rejected, nonetheless, the Rambam records it because the law that it's supporting is true. No plowing midah oraisa. And so I'll use a pasuk that's a much clearer pasuk, even if it's the wrong pasuk. The Rambam is still saying it's a deoraisa. Whether it's because the fact that the hilchasa halacha moshe Sinai of Tosefes reveals that plowing during Shemitah was under Veshav Saharetz, which then does not have Malko, says an essay. Or I'll take Harishva Katzer Tishpos and Rabbi Akiva. But he says, yeah, that's the way to read it. The funny thing is, like I read, I thought, well, this is just some bizarre answer of the Mari Kurkus, but the Derech Emuna brings the same answer. Derech Emuna on Shemitah V'Yovel. I'm surprised I didn't bring it here. I was going to. But it's Derech Emuna on Shemitah V'Yovel. Aleph, it's Sivkatan Vav. He says it too. And that could answer the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The question that I mentioned from the Tosafot of Rabbi Akiva Eger is here in Source Lamed Vav. Okay, I mentioned him before in terms of his challenge to the Tosafot Yom Tov. But at the end of his comment, he says, "V'li kasha od al Rambam hanal v'chein hara'a b'chinuch hevi asay d'shvias mikra de'becharish." He says, I have a problem with this Rambam, as well as the Ra'ah, for those who think that we don't know who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, I'm going to surprise you, the Ra'ah, Rav Aaron Alevi, wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. V'chein ha-Ra'ah b'chinuch, hevi yaseh d'shviz mikra de'becharish. He also, of course he did, because he's a Talmud of the Rambam, not directly, but he follows the shittas of the Rambam, by and large, in the Sefer HaChinuch. So he also brought that you can't plow, and he brought b'charish v'akatzir. But the Rambam in Perek Beis is going to tell me that Tosefes Shviyas is halacha l'moshe Sinai, and only in the time of Mikdash, following Rabbi Yishmael, the Bacharish Bakatir Lakaya Tosefes Shviyas. El Larui, Macharish Rishus, etc. Yatzak Tzera Omer, Vishavas the Mutter. Ve'ech Hevi Rambam Ashviyas. So what did the Rambam do? Bringing Bacharish Bakatir Tishbos. By what did he do that? But you could answer now. The answer is the Pasuk is Lavdavka. That'll be my answer to Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's such a...
Doesn't say well with Christmas.
Sorry?
Doesn't say well with
Christmas. It can't. But the Derech Emuna brings it. Rechaim Kanievsky.
Yeah, but the Chazon Ishak's not arguing. He probably comes from that there. You know, from that school. They like argue.
You read it. I'm like, really? Did I just waste all my time in Yeshiva? Thinking that the Rambam was careful with his words? So two approaches so far to what the Rambam is doing here, right? Approach number one is the basic approach of the Rambam believes it's Deoraisa and from this pasuk, for which he brought three different ways that could be true. His second approach is he believes it's Deoraisa, but not really from this pasuk. The third approach is to distinguish between types of plowing. The Ri Kurkus brings this in his comments to Aleph Dalid, but I didn't bring it here from him. I brought it from the Radvaz. In Shemitah V'Yovel Aleph, there is a nuance of difference between the two of them. Take a look at what the Radvaz does in Source Lamed Zayin. This Radvaz appears in a couple of different places. I brought it based on where the Bar Ilan has it in this nice collection of tshuvos that relate to the language in the Rambam. So, tshuva hanachon b'divrei Arav zal d'shlosha minei charisha yesh. After presenting the problem of what is the Rambam doing here, he says there are three types of plowing per the Rambam. Number one, plowing that is just to fix the land is not prohibited biblically. It's very clear. It's a derabanan. That's number one. Base. Plowing in order to cover the seeds, like we saw in the Gemara Makos. So he says that's planting. So now what that will mean is that planting and harvesting, they are both, they have an assay and a los assay, right? Sanchalos Israel and Bachar Shavakatsir Tishbos. He's taking Bechorsha because of Tishbos V'hainu Asei. As in Asei, Tishbos, you shall create Shavisa, even though I'm played with it as a De'oraisa, as a Los Asei before. But the truth is, he says, no, it's an Asei. U'belos Asei, Shenemar Sadcha Lo Sizra, Esfiach Ketzircha Lo Siktor. So that's a second type of plowing. And then Od Yesh Harisha Shlishis Sheila Gad Alilanos. Then there's the plowing that you do to improve the trees. Sheba Klal Zriya, which like the previous one is also about planting. Kamosha Zmira, he told of the Zriya, just like pruning in order for things to grow, was a told of planting. Sheila Gad Al Ha'il Hatzmicha, it's for the tree to grow. Kena Harisha Letzarach Ilanos Havi Bechlal Zriya. Shayideh Harisha Zu Gad Al Ha'ilan Kamosh Shayideh Harisha Megad Al Hazera Vahavi Bechlal Zriya. So he says this also is a planting thing. The nuance of difference between the Rikurkus and the Radvaz is just that the Rikurkus doesn't mention the plowing that is to cover seeds. That's the difference. But he says plowing that is to improve trees or to cover seeds is biblically prohibited within planting. Now the truth is the Chazon Ish seems to disagree with this. I brought you the Chazon Ish here in Source Lamed Ches. And take a look at what he says here. Moikatan beis beis hamanakeish v'amashke mayin lizra mishum may masrinon bo. If somebody weeds or if somebody waters the seeds, what hasra do we give him? This is the Gemara Moikatan, right? Rabba omar mishum charish. Rabba said that the issue is plowing. So the Chazon Ish says mikan yesh lauchiach to charish beilanos chayev mishum charish v'lo mishum noteya. He says plowing is charish. Plowing is not planting. Avagav dehay charisha mashbachas es ha'ilanos mashbachas ha'ilanos kashka. Even though plowing does improve the trees, like watering does, mikomakom charisha iker. Nonetheless, plowing is still the essence. Ubesever zichron yonasan hevi v'shem radvaz dechorish beilanos yesh bo mishum noteya. He quotes that radvaz. That plowing trees is a function of noteya. He says that type of plowing is the one that's usher biblically during Tosefes Shviyos, if it's plowing trees. Plowing in a Sde Lavan, which is a planted field, that, meaning planted with vegetables, that's a derabanan, or grain. That's a derabanan. Ulaha amur, eina davar kein. But based on what I've said, it's not so. He says, no, plowing is not noteya. Everybody agrees. Ulafichach, and therefore, charisha betosefes min haTorah bein b'stei ilan ubein b'stei lavan. And therefore, he says, plowing during tosefes is de'oraisa, no matter whether there are trees or there are not trees. Okay, so Chazon Ish disagrees. The Mishpatei Uziel also challenges this. Mishpatei Uziel, Dalet, in Yonim Klaliyim Ted Zayin, challenges it because the Gemara in Makos that we've mentioned about plowing being liable for multiple times for that one action is talking about plowing to cover seeds and lists liability for Shemitah with Malkos. Okay. But that's the basic idea here. Is to distinguishing different types of plowing and saying he quoted the Pasuk specifically for plowing to improve trees. Whereas plowing to improve the ground is not biblically prohibited. That's the idea that the Radvaz / Rikurkus see here. The Merkeres HaMishnah offers a similar approach, but a very different idea. Oh, I did bring you the Mishpatei Uziel. All right, you can see it. It's in Lamed Tes, but that's all right. If you take a look at the Merkeres HaMishnah in Source Mem, he says, V'haklal debepirkin... I'm trying to write in the correction at the same time. The Vakla de Pirkin Halacha Aleph, Da Harisha Asei Devar Torah. He says plowing is an Isser Asei, biblically. If you plow for the sake of planting, you're violating an asei. But it's only planting seeds that will actually get a person malkos. But if he plows for the sake of planting next year, then it's only a derabanan. So the Megillas HaMishnah has this wildly different approach, that the plowing that is derabanan is the one for planting after Shemitah. That's an interesting idea. The fourth approach, the fourth and final approach to the Rambam, is to say that when the Rambam writes in Aleph Yud that he is that he's excluding various things, that only these are the avos and toldos, right? Planting, harvesting the grapes and so on, right? He says that didn't mean to exclude plowing. And we see that in the Rikurkus in Source Mem Aleph, as well as in the Chazon Ish. The Rikurkus writes, if you take a look at Source Mem Aleph, Lashon Zenir Shasosim Asher Kasavti Lamala. This language seems to contradict what I wrote above. Shacharisha Asura Min HaTorah, that plowing is biblically prohibited. Shere Kasa Kan She'ein Asim Min HaTorah El Elu Levad. Because here he says, only these malachas. V'tzarech Lomar, Shalafi She'elu HaMalachas She'izki L'gadol Peirosim. He says, you have to say that since these malachas that are mentioned here are about growing fruit, V'im Yesh La'osron Mishum Zoreya Mishum Zomer Hu She'esh La'osron D'damilu. So, he says, I'm only going to prohibit things like planting or pruning, which are more similar. That's why he said the only thing that's also are the avos and toldos that are recorded in the Torah that are around growing fruit. But we didn't mean to exclude other toldos. Gamlo avos achem or other avos. So he says, yeah, don't ignore Aleph Yud. Aleph Yud is talking about a different area altogether. And the Chazon Ish says the same thing. I brought it in Source Mem Beis. That wasn't what the Rambam was discussing in that context. That's the position of the Chazon Ish. Good. Within the view that the Rambam says that it's De'oraisa, what am I supposed to do with the fact that he says there's Makas Mardus? Right? In Source Mem Gimel, I'm not going to read it aloud because I want to make sure that we finish everything by 11:30. But in Source Mem Gimel, the Rambam writes, Avo Makit Oso Makas Mardus. Right? And in Dalit, he says, Ketzat HaChover O HaChoresh. So how in the world do I understand that it's Makas Mardus, especially when the Derech Emuna writes, Tehechos Meiser Sheni Beis Vav, I didn't bring it here, that the Rambam only mentions Makas Mardus for a Derabanan, for a real Derabanan. So, two different approaches. One is from the Derech Emuna, and one is the Mishpatei Uziel. I only brought you here the Derech Emuna here. If you take a look at Source Mem Dalet and Source Mem Hay, what he writes is that it is indeed a De'oraisa, but the Malkos are a Takana Derabanan for all Toldos. Meaning, again, if you take a look at Mem Hay, Mem Hay is really what you need to see. Is Tziyun HaHalacha. Ve'af al-gab dekasav Rabbeinu b'samo halacha dalet achorish lo gemakas mardus. Ve'ein derech Rabbeinu lichta of makas mardus alisiv de'oraisa, as I've explained already in my bir halacha to Meisr Sheini. Sha'ani hacha is different here. Sha'aya takana dirabanan al kol hatoldos. Meaning, as I added in the brackets, those that are de'oraisa and those that are dirabanan. It's a rule for all the toldos. Shalo gemakas mardus. That one gets lashes, rabbinic lashes, velo yatsu elu, which are the deoraisas, mea klal, kemenshein ben malkos mid deoraisas. Since they don't have biblical malkos, the Rambam included it with the derabanans. You follow? That's the idea. He says they weren't getting malkos mid deoraisa anyway. They were included within the toldos getting malkos mid derabanan. So therefore, the Rambam didn't bother to make any distinction. That's the idea. Another approach in that Mishpatei Uziel that I mentioned earlier. Okay, last point in this. If we accept that plowing is indeed Asur Mid De'oraisa, so what happened to the Malkos? Are there or aren't there? So recall that we said in the Gemara Moed Katan and Gimel Amad Aleph Amud Beis that it's a Machlokes, Rav Yochanan says Malkos, Rav Elazar says no Malkos, right? Everybody agrees that there are no biblical Malkos. But for a range of reasons. There are three different reasons I'll present. Number one is the Me'iri, which we saw last week. The Me'iri Mo'ekot and Gimel Amad Aleph said there are no Malkos because it's an Isser Aseh, B'char Shema Kasir Tishvos. That's the idea. And the Shara Melech as well, which we saw, will say that. And the Chazon Ish says it too, that there's no Lav. The Chazon Ish is in Yud Zayin Aleph. Second approach is the Kesef Mishnah's approach. The Kesef Mishnah in Source Mem Vav writes, "Breish moy katan uvacharisha b'shvi es nechleku Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar chadamar loke v'chadamar eino loke umisvega lo malkinan lei." right? We have a suffix because we don't know who we paskelek, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, so therefore we won't give Malkos. Ve'od and further, the Rava de Amar Ahani told us Nechayev, Achranaisa lo Mechayev, Sabar Kavasei, Rava seems, assuming I believe that Harisha is excluded along with all those toldos. So Rava will say that other toldos are not included within the Malkos. So Rava is siding with Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'od, the Yerushalmi, he writes Perek Zayin, but I found it in Kilayim Ches Aleph, so I don't know which Yerushalmi he was quoting. But in the Yerushalmi, seeing with Rabbi Yochanan Savar in Lokin, they concluded it's Rabbi Yochanan, who is of the view that there are no Malkos, which I had assumed when I read the Bavli, it sounded like that also. But the Yerushalmi says it, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, they demonstrate, Saimu L'sayim doesn't mean to complete necessarily. They there, like Kastayim in the Gemara, they demonstrate that the Rabbi Yochanan believes, that Rabbi Yochanan is of the belief that there are no Malkas, and we follow Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the approach of the Kesef Mishnah, is that there are no Malkas because essentially we're following Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know what a Paskin like, I have a Safek. That was his first point. Second point is Rava agrees that there are no Malkos. And third point is that it's actually Rabbi Yochanan talking, and we follow Rabbi Yochanan. Finally, the Derech Emunah in Source Mem Zayin, his answer is to say that that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, and that's why there are no Malkos. If you look at the end of his comment in Mem Zayin, Bacharisha asur mi de'oraisa me halacha l'moshe misinai, kid lekaman peregim halacha hey, ela she'en lokin olav she'en ba lav.
The point of the meaning when the Radbaz earlier made those three filukim,
the Sechalos Israel.
I think oh, that, yeah. Is that there for some of the races you probably would get Malkus. So whenever it says you don't get Malkus, or
only the one that is the Zareya one.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you would have to.
Yeah. Meaning, and he just explains the Rambam with Dalit and Samakas Mardos, because the Rambam there, probably what the Radbaz gets it, probably uses the lot of Hakofer. And that's what the Rambam explicitly said. That's the Rambam, so that's what you'll get.
Right.
Malkus Mardos. But the other ones, what you said, are Zuriyah, so he can probably say you'll get Malkus.
Yes, no, I think that's correct. The last note that I had wanted to make sure to bring was this really interesting Chazon Ish, about overriding Shemitah for the sake of Seda. If you take a look at Soros Mem Ches, he quotes you the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan is talking about, as we mentioned last week, digging an Amma in Shvias, digging a channel that's going to run through a field for water to run through. So we say there, I added it in brackets, the preceding point is you're not allowed to dig such a ditch during Shemitah. And the reason is because you are making the sides of it better for planting. You're improving the planting that will happen there. That's from Moed Katan. So he says, B'shvi'is oser avalazeh ben azariah af makom pseda av agav de makshir agape nami tolda ninu v'roi lahatir kimo hashka. So the question is this. In the Chol HaMoed cases, right, when we discuss the Chol HaMoed cases, he's going to permit because of pseda. Right? We say that there you're allowed to do it. And yet we're not going to permit here, even though it is a tolda. Right? Rather than an av. Right? So he says, why am I not going to be lenient the way I'm lenient for watering? We allow you to water for the sake of seda, for the sake of avoiding the sake of avoiding things getting destroyed. So why won't I permit the improving of the sides here as well? That's the question. Then the part in brackets, the ode, dein heter b'makom. So the brackets are his. This is not my insertion. That's in the Chazon Ish. The ode, dein heter b'makom pseida b'shvia. I'm sorry, did I just jump? Yeah, I jumped. Umashma. Delo Yitiru toldos Harisha Bachafira. It sounds like they did not permit the told of Harisha when you dig. Came into Ikr Malachas Harisha, because that's what Harisha is. It is digging. What you're doing here is really Harisha. You are digging up dirt. How is it that you're improving the sides of the ditch? Because you're turning over the soil. Do you remember last week when we talked about what you accomplish when you plow? Right? One of the primary benefits of doing so is you bring up the soil that was below, which is looser and which has nutrients. Right? Now that it's turned over on top, you're going to be able to plant there better. So he says, that's it. That's plowing. they came into the Kamalachas Harisha. V'chein l'man da'amar shviz b'zman azed d'rabbanan, lo'i tiru Harisha mishum hefzed, kevin da Harisha uzriya hein ikar ha'shviz ha'shal shviz. He says, even if you're going to say shviz today is d'rabbanan, nonetheless, they don't permit that for loss, because that's what Shemitah is. V'od de'ein heter b'makom pseida b'shviz kemo b'moed. And then he says, there is no heter for cases of loss in Shemitah, like there is on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we don't prohibit in a case of loss. But during Shemitah, it is asur, excuse me, even in a case of loss. They only permit where people couldn't survive. And the heter is only when you're dealing with things that affect the entire community. But in individual circumstance, they did not permit for pseida. You have to look at that Rambam and how the indication there is that it's specifically for that which affects the community that we would be lenient. Va'af al-gav, demishum arnona hitiru hakol, k'diyamar Sanhedrin chavav, granted that for arnona, the king's tax, they permitted everything. Hasam anisi tfei al-yidei amalchus v'karva davar l'pikuach nefashos al-yidei anius u'gvias arnonios. Chazanish takes the view that the arnona case is a pikuach nefesh case, or very close to it, as he puts it, whether because of poverty or because of the penalty if you don't pay the tax. Either way, but that's the position of the Chazanish. And then he writes, "V'hadichsiv v'im tamar mano chal etc." Right, the pasuk says it's v'chisom ru, but he put it into Gemara language. V'im tamar the v'chisom ru. When you say, "What am I going to eat?" V'tibisi es birchasi. I'll send my bracha. Don't worry about it. Einak havana havtacha shlo tavali de pikuach nefesh ayidei chisar and tibush shana shvius. Surprise! This doesn't mean that you will not end up in a life and death situation because you don't have grain. Ella havtachas bracha b'shvil shmira shvius. All it's saying is there will be a bracha when people keep shmita. The fact there will be a bracha doesn't mean that everybody will be hunky, will be, no, that everything will be hunky-dory. People are not hunky-dory. Things are. Umanuchal dichsiv, when the pasuk says that they're worried, what am I going to eat? Wrote to Lomar, lo kemosha tachshov b'derech hateva sheshvisascha tabilocha hefsed v'tichye b'chayein sar. What it's trying to say is don't think that the way that things naturally work, that if you don't work the field, you will have loss and you'll live in pain. Don't think that. Elat savalocha as a bracha. I will send you bracha. The avtacha zu efsher sheyigra machet lekapcha. But I have news for you. If people sin, then they can lose that bracha. They can lose that promise. The gama bracha in alachol yisrael. And further, he says the bracha is for all Jews. It's a collective bracha that Hashem will send. Avalayachet yuchalukos b'shvil chaveru. But you know what happens sometimes? You could be a good person, somebody else wasn't the good person, and you're going to get zapped. That's part of being part of a collective. It's arevus. That's the way it goes. U'mitzvah shvisa shvias nidcheis mipnei pikuach nefesh kechol kol mitzvos hatarah b'shahas matzor mochama ve'lam lechem lachol. He says, and yeah, if there's a situation, God forbid, in which it's life and death, then Shemitah will be overridden for pikuach nefesh. U'bazan necha. And now he says we can understand what we talked about in the beginning of the year, how there were few cities that they just left when they came back from Bavel and didn't create Kedusha Shvius there. Because they wanted the paupers to be able to depend on them. However we explain that, which we discussed, what the paupers were doing there and what it meant that they didn't have Kedusha. Nonetheless, he said, what were they doing? Why didn't they just assume that everything is going to be okay? Right? That there will be a bracha. Right, they get the bracha too. Ela sharosh shagavur ha'anius v'lo amra taro lismoch ala bracha lihimana meyishtadlus hamechuyeves b'darchei ateva, which this counts as darchei ateva. Apparently, he says the Torah says you don't depend on getting a bracha like this and say therefore I'm not going to work. I have to work naturally to avoid the problem, and that includes not being mekadesh these cities, so that they are able now to be available for the aniyim in some form during Shemitah. I thought that was a really remarkable comment by the Chazon Ish. That's why I made sure that we would be able to fit that in. Okay, next week David Eli is giving shiur on Lach Lav Lo Lehefsid.
Yeah.
right? Not to destroy. Do you think it's a 1 weeker or a 2 weeker? Do you know?
I don't know yet. Probably 1 week.
Okay. So you'll send out Myra McComas, please.